So, Rochelle, could you come forward, please? Just stand there for a moment. And the reason why I brought this gift out here is because in a week's time, we're going to be exchanging gifts. Who's looking forward to getting a gift? No, Rochelle. Who's looking forward to getting a gift next week? Who's going to give a gift? And we give gifts because this is a reminder about God's great gift. Now, and God's great gift, of course, is Jesus Christ. And that's what we've been talking about today. Now, I've got this gift here. Now, next weekend, it'll be Christmas. Rochelle will get up early, excitedly, and she'll see what she's got for Christmas and come and jump on the bed afterwards. But so this will be like this. I'll give a gift to Rochelle, if you, Rochelle, would like to take that gift. And away she goes. That becomes her gift. Or this could happen with some people. That's what will happen next week with most people. But this could happen next week. I could come to give Rochelle a gift, which is really hard when she's got all the money, but I will come to give her a gift. But she might not want the gift. So I might go to give her a gift and she just turns away. Maybe she doesn't want the gift because she's just got a bad attitude. Or maybe she doesn't want to get the gift because she's got a problem with me. Most people will take the gift, but some people don't take the gift. You know, we've all perhaps experienced that from time to time. Christmas is about God's greatest gift. Just want to emphasize this. Christmas is about God's greatest gift. Everybody's trying really hard to please God, and it's good to be a good person. Absolutely. People are trying to earn brownie points with God in the hope that when they pass from this life into the next, they'll go to heaven. But you can never earn brownie points with God. We can never make ourselves right with God by doing good. God gives us a gift of righteousness, and His name is Jesus. It's a gift. You can know God. You can be right with God if you receive His gift. Now, I went to give this to Rochelle, and she took the gift from me the first time. Do it again. Give it back. And God never takes a gift back like that. Never, never. But, you know, like we said, sadly, some people go to give them a gift, and they've got a bad attitude. They don't want it. And people treat God like that. You know, Christmas time, we sing the carols. They're beautiful. We enjoy the nativity scene in the play. It's beautiful. But you've got to take the gift. The scripture here that you've got on your screens there, it says, Jesus came into the very world that He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. But, I like that word, don't you? But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. Whoever you are in this place today, whether you're religious, not religious, whether you've been to church before, never been to church before, it really doesn't matter. What really matters is that you receive the gift. Believe in Jesus and accept Him. The other thing with this gift, I don't actually know what's in here, actually. I actually didn't wrap it. But that's the thing with a gift. You've also got to unwrap the gift. Who's ever had a gift and you forgot to unwrap? Unwrap the gift. Children don't do that. They just rip it all off. But sometimes adults do that. They get a little gift and they forget to unwrap it. They'll say, I'll deal with that a little bit later. And some people do that with Jesus. They say, I'll receive the gift, but it does you no good unless if you unwrap the gift. And you know, Jesus here is really beautiful and really sweet. But Jesus unwrapped is remembering that Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus unwrapped is remembering that Jesus gives us peace. You've got to receive the gift. You've got to unwrap the gift. I just wonder about you today. Have you ever received the gift of Jesus Christ? Have you ever opened your heart to Jesus Christ and unwrapped this wonderful gift? If you do that, I promise you that God will fill your life with His presence. And He also will promise you that you will have a home in heaven with Him when you pass from this life into the next. Have you received the gift of Jesus Christ? Let's just pray right now, shall we? Let's just pray. And we'll do that by bowing our heads, closing our eyes. And we close our eyes so we don't get distracted. That's the only reason why we close our eyes when we pray. So let's close our eyes and let's just think about it for a moment. What about you today? This Christmas season, 2016. I just want to ask you, have you ever received the gift of Jesus? You know, we work so hard, don't we, to do things right. We work so hard to be good. But we can never be good enough. And God is saying, you can't be good enough. Let me help you receive my gift. And there's people here today, I just know that God is speaking to you. Some people are here today feeling really weary and tired with life. You're trying so hard. And God today is saying, let me help you receive my gift of Jesus today. And so with every head bowed, every eye closed, let's not look around or look at each other for a moment. Let's be private right now. I'll open my eyes though, because I was wondering today if there's somebody saying, yes, I want to receive the gift of Jesus. I don't understand everything. Haven't read the whole Bible or anything like that, but I do know I want to receive the gift of Jesus and be right with God. I know I need God's help today. That's you, with every head bowed, every eye closed. Give me a wave right now, and we're going to finish the service in just a few moments. That's you. You're saying, yes, I want to receive the gift of Jesus today. I'll say a prayer for you, but I need to see your hand. Just down the back. Yep, couple down the back. Somebody else on my right. Several of the children. Anybody else? Yeah, more children. Anybody else? So, yep, somebody else down the back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, boys and girls. People down the back. Somebody else down the back. Thank you. Okay, we're going to pray. Everybody, let's just pray. Let's pray to the Lord. Let's pray to God. An almighty God, we thank you that you've given us the best gift of all, Jesus Christ. And there's people here today who really want to receive that gift. They've raised their hands, Lord, today, and they're saying, Lord, see me, notice me. And Father, we just pray right now as they're reaching out to you that you'll fill their heart with your peace. Pray you'll forgive them of their sins. Pray they'll receive right now the gift of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that their lives will be changed forever as they are now right with you. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, and they shouted,